It's almost exactly a year since the Archbishop's appeal for Zimbabwe was launched. And during that period, nearly £500,000 has been raised. With the help and skill of USPD, all this has been, as you see, delivered in terms of practical support for the church in Zimbabwe, enabling that church to do what it needs to do to be faithful to the gospel in circumstances as difficult as any in the Anglican Communion at the moment. What's being done, as you see, includes a wide range of activities from basic agricultural training, helping people with appropriate means of securing their food supplies, in effect, through to clinics and schools, but also to pastoral work, reconciliation, and informal counseling. You'll see examples, you'll hear more from the bishops who are here. And I think that this is something we can be very proud of, and I've said it before, I'll say it again in the presence of our brothers from Zimbabwe. We are very, very proud of our Anglican brothers and sisters in Zimbabwe. The courage, the faithfulness, the imagination that they've shown in the last couple of years. It would be difficult enough to deliver all this significant help and support if there were not other problems. It would be difficult enough if we're simply dealing with a country suffering grave deprivation and political and economic crisis. But to deliver this also in the face of relentless brutality and harassment from that small faction still associated with Bishop Kanonga, that is an extra turn of scripture, an extra mark of the courage and the stature of our friends here. As you will hear, they still face extraordinary levels of violence and threat in day-to-day work. Much of the work that the church ought to be able to do in some areas in Zimbabwe is paralyzed by this harassment and violence, and yet things get done. You may hear a little bit about the legal challenges that are in process at the moment and which threaten the ongoing life of some of our communities there. So, as I say, to do what they're doing in circumstances where the only problem, so to speak, was social collapse, that would be something. To do it while constantly pushing back against the intimidation that is a daily reality, that is an extraordinary grace and achievement. We need to keep in focus in this country, friends and supporters of the church in Zimbabwe, we need to keep in focus both those things. There is an urgent need, day by day and week by week, for all this work to be supported and to continue. There is also an urgent need to support our brothers facing legal challenge in the courts in Zimbabwe. Please keep those equally in your minds. It's not simply a matter of an internal dispute in a church far away. It's not that we have a church in Zimbabwe divided into two quarreling factions. It's basically that you have a small criminal clique attempting to maintain their stranglehold on the resources of the church. And please be under no illusions about that. That's why the support we give on that front must be just as generous and unambiguous as our support for the ongoing pastoral and diaconal work of the church there. I'm very pleased indeed that Southwark Cathedral has been able to host this exhibition. I'd like to say thank you to the Dean and Chapter for their part in this and for the support that the diocese continues to give to Zimbabwe. So you'll hear and you'll see what you need to. I hope that it'll stir you to action and to spreading the word around in this diocese and elsewhere. But above all, this is an opportunity for us to say thank you to the bishops and people of the church in Zimbabwe for the example they put before us and the challenge that they set us. I'll hand over straight away to them.